ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days again.
Hi guys, how's it going? It's us here at the 8 Days of Geek Boys. We're back. You know, we know that you've missed us. It's been a long time. We did it last week, didn't we? Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm just talking to myself at the moment. But how are you blubber doing, you crazy people? Oh, I've missed you so much. It's been a long time since you've heard this voice, hasn't it? It really has. And this time you've got the added bonus of no fan. So you really are getting the HD experience of the podcast right here. My name is Benjamin Park.
Benjamin Parker.
I'm Peter Parker, and I'm joined here with
AJ Jenks
and
Christopher Weeks.
Ozzy Osbourne. Nice. Okay,
that so was one us. Of your best prior. I'm not gonna lie.
It started off weak. It picked up. It was a bit of a mountain in the middle there. It peaked then, and then it went back down afterwards. But my glasses steam up a bit. Can you see it, lads?
Yes.
Can you? Yeah, wow.
Hopefully,
so you got suntan cream on them or something. Jesus.
Awfully hot in here, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry about that. Thank God.
We're here to talk about the second episode of House of Dragons. I take it we've seen this, boys, haven't we?
Dragons.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's called House of the Dragon. House of Dragons, like Takeshi's Castle.
Don't say that. My intestines nearly came out. Right.
Oh, God.
Come on, Pry. Okay. Try again with that.
We're doing the second episode of House of the Dragon / Dragon Houses, which is... That's going to be a title, everyone. Takeshi's...
Takeshi's House of the Dragon.
Oh,
here comes Rhaenyra. Oh, what a shame.
So we're joining Ray Mears again. It's an exciting time to be alive.
I forgot about Ray Mears.
Ray Mears is back in it. Can we enjoy this one, lads?
Well, Jack said he couldn't remember it at all.
Brilliant.
I was disappointed with that. Is that because of your exhaustion from rehearsing your show?
I am exhausted, yeah.
Is that why?
I won't lie.
Well, we'll find out our respective scores, of course.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah. You'll get some fun little facts here.
Fun little facts.
So, episode 2, The Rogue Prince.
Ooh. Oh, who could it be?
It came out on August the 28th, 2022. Do you remember where you were?
Long time ago, that.
It was a day before my birthday, and I got a bit of a bone to pick, actually. Chris Weeks sent me a lovely little gift in the mail. AJ Jenks, not a sausage.
It's fine. He's not in work at the moment, and he won't be for quite some time.
Get a sausage.
I apologise. I apologise. No. That is actually a really bad form of me.
It is. It's a little bit out of order. I didn't want to bring it up.
If I got you...
Hang on.
What about if I got you cheap tickets to come and watch my show? I can't get you free ones.
Jesus Christ. The gift is not going to see it.
Are you offering me?
Yeah, I have to double check with company manager, but yeah.
Okay, so are you, in principle, offering me some knocked off tickets?
What, cheaper?
Yeah, wow.
Not free.
Okay,
and
not
prior,
free, that's...
Someone could have them, and it could be you. And I'd only do that for your birthday.
That's a really special gift, mate. I really appreciate that.
I will send you a gift. What did Weeks get you?
No. Not getting inspiration from Weeks, mate.
He didn't get you anything, did he?
Your head.
This is
maybe
all.
Maybe you
this
should
is...
just think for yourself once in a while. How about that?
I tell you what, Weeks got me. It was a very thoughtful gift. He got me a handbook for the MX-5. For my lovely car, and it's
got the Haynes manual, mate.
Yeah,
did it not come with the car? Do you not usually get a handbook?
Not a Haynes manual. Are you mad?
Not a Haynes one, mate. They're big boy stuff, and it sort of gives you lots of insights on how to fix things,
drive it.
Sort of, how to drive it as well. Mm. And they're a lovely little addition to every car, and
to every girl,
to every car.
It's a girl.
Go. Yeah, so you can't get that. That one's ticked off the list. The only other thing that I had on my list
I would have been going for that.
You were
going
to go for that, were you?
It's the other tickets thing to.
I've got one more thing on my list, which is some gold bullion. I don't know if you want to.
Gold bullion.
Bullion.
Yeah.
I'll get that to you right away as soon as
you're
we finish
totally
this.
Mad.
I'll get that to you right away.
So we're back, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's less than a week since we did the last one.
Yeah, it feels weird. We have nothing to catch up on, and Chris is, for some reason, in Premier Inn.
Well, he's writing his book, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just wait. I'm going to set the New York bestsellers list alight. Not with the book, but, like, just unrelated.
Just going to get the arsonist.
Praying. Now, let me ask you a question, which everyone is wondering. And I say everyone is wondering because no one is listening to these podcasts, because no one knows they're bloody out, because we don't have any posters!
Yeah,
Are you ever going to do one again?
This has been a real letdown on my part, and all I can say is I've been a busy little bee.
No, you've not.
Right, I know what you're doing.
We know exactly what you're doing.
We just spoke about what you're doing. You admitted that we were right about what you're doing.
No. This, I'm in the midst of buying a place. Okay, so that's keeping me very busy. Got work and everything. I've got this fan that I'm not allowed to turn on at the moment.
Oh, don't even talk to me about that fan. Everyone knows about that fan from the last episode.
I'm sweating.
Well, not everyone knows about it because they don't know it's bloody out.
Yeah, to be fair. Yeah, maybe it's for the best, actually.
Yeah, and I don't know if for the fans, the true fans out there, so we used to do these...
Talk about fans!
These pretty awesome posters. That's good. And where I would use this website called Reface and... something called like faceswap.io, something like that. And it was like a website that was so good at merging two faces together. And so we'd do it with people on the posters we were talking about. And then they got shut down because they were like, nah, this is illegal. You're not allowed to like merge people's likeness together and create certain, you know, for deep fake reasons. So I was no longer able to use it, which means I had to do everything in Photoshop, which means making the posters, instead of taking 10 minutes, now takes about an hour, and it's a big ordeal.
That is unfortunate. There must be an alternative. What about Reface?
There must be another way.
What about that? That Captain America one I did of you? You look great.
Yeah, that's video though, isn't it?
Yeah, make video posters.
That's ridiculous.
That's an idea.
That would be cool though.
That's a way.
It'd be cool. It's actually a way of promoting it that we could do. Because they are very good. The one that you sent me, Chris sent me a lovely one on my birthday as well. Another present that he sort of sorted out for me. He messaged me the crack of dawn to say happy birthday, and he made a video of me as Captain America, which
I still said happy birthday to you.
And I sent
you a voice note.
I
put it on Instagram, happy birthday, and. Chris didn't do this. I went on the Geeks Instagram and put up a happy birthday for you there. I didn't even say from AJ. People assumed it was from the Geeks.
You know,
I mean, to him about it.
I know that the Instagram is your domain and you're taking care of that, and that's great. And I was taking care of the sound, except for the f***ing fan.
Hold on, mate. It's my birthday. Well, it was my birthday.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. No, this has really turned.
It's awful.
It's not right. But yeah, this has been quite a long segment on Bri's birthday.
Yeah.
I've just realised.
Well, I think it should be.
Let's cut all of this.
No, this is gold. People need to know.
Let's cut. I've been listening to our podcast on my drive to work and back.
You drive? Wait, what? You're driving in?
Yeah.
Where are you rehearsing?
You haven't got a licence yet. You just robbed a car.
No, I drive my bike.
Is that the one that doesn't have an MOT and hasn't
done
for
some
time?
Does have an MOT now, thank you very much. That's why I can drive it.
What about that weird period where it didn't and you were still driving it?
I wasn't working in this country. I wasn't here.
Right, what country were you in?
Islamabad.
Might have to cut that.
They make some lovely rugs, though, I'll tell you that. Lovely rugs.
Old rugger.
Boys, if DVLA are listening to this...
Can you imagine?
I'm in a lot of trouble.
You're in a lot of trouble. There's multiple crimes committed here,
I'm in a lot of trouble, eh?
Yeah.
Keep your nose clean, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, good for you. Good for
you. Got my new license, though.
Oh, yeah? Is that valid?
Is that green license?
In Islamabad?
he hasn't got a full one, has he? He's got a big
license. I was going to say, that's
all right. Okay.
Looks a bit
what
fake.
A loser. Look at it.
I was going to say something bad then, but you know, I'm not.
What's that?
Go on, mate. Say it.
I have standards here.
No, you've already admitted to committing crimes. You may as well just go.
No,
what was it? Come on.
Saying
Were you talking about my car? Is that it?
No, give up on your car, mate. That's gone.
Jesus, can you imagine people tuning into this to hear about, like,
tuning in?
Episode?
Tune in. Does he think this is radio right now?
Hey,
the next song coming out right now. We've got a little.
Can you imagine people
Beverly
listening to this expecting to hear about Takeshi's Dragon Castle, and so far we've talked nothing about it.
That's what I was going to get to. Is that this came out on August 28th, and then you made it all about yourself.
That's amazing. That was where we jumped off from, and that was like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah,
I thought this was a short one.
Right. So it came out August 28th, 2022. Do you want to know something interesting about this?
I'd love to.
It was released the day before.
This episode had more viewers than the first episode.
I saw that as well. Isn't that amazing?
Wait, how does that work then? So some people didn't watch the first episode but watched the second one.
Well,
they watched
some...
it on catch up, I suppose.
Yeah, some
when
people
they heard
went...
the rumors.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, was it like 10.9 or something for this, which is colossal?
This has got very, very huge. Sorry.
Very huge, very fast.
My gut. But there's a lot of people watching this. So let's talk about it, shall we?
Yeah, good idea.
Because maybe we can get a few of them trickling to listen to this.
Oh, lovely.
But I got him, Ned, don't you worry.
Right, so episode 2, The Rogue Prince. It's set 6 months after... the last episode, obviously, the Rhaemir's in the final part of the last episode was named the heir. Now, Daemon, we saw him dry off in his flagon. We didn't know if Mysyria or whatever
in the dragon.
There's a little there's a little door on the side.
Hop in.
He's gone to Dragonstone. He's gone to reclaim Dragonstone.
Yeah. And old Pads has done nothing about it.
Nope.
He's done nothing.
And the old the City Watch, those 2,000 strong, have gone and joined him.
Yeah. So who's like keeping the peace in King's Landing now? No one.
Yeah, and what are they doing about their families?
Yeah. They
haven't
taken
them
to Dragonstone, have they?
I love this prince. He bought me nice new armour. So I'm going to follow him now to Dragonstone.
Yeah. It's like an island.
I won't see him for a while.
Yeah, they said that they pledged their allegiance to old Daemon, but surely their allegiance is to the king first and foremost.
Yeah. They seem to have been swayed to his side, you know, relatively easily. I suppose they weren't treated right before.
No, he bought them like loads of new armour and like paid them more and all that kind of stuff.
Shallow.
That's what Chris did with me when I first met him. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Similar sort of thing, yeah.
That's get him a Haynes manual, he's anyone's.
It was my birthday. Oh, now I
remember. So, now, we've got the old crab feeder coming up. This episode opens with the crab feeder.
Oh, yeah.
Admiral Kragas Drahar.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Very
and,
good.
And he's menacing the Stepstones. Now, have you looked on a map and seen where the Stepstones are?
Yes.
So I haven't. Please explain.
So the Stepstones are the pieces of land that are between Westeros and Essos, right at the bottom. So where are the Martells again? Dorn. So it's at Dorn, and then Essos is just... I don't know what Free City is on the other side.
Oh, it's miles away, isn't it?
Yeah, but in between...
Oh, it's Pentos, isn't it?
It could be Pentos,
I think it is Pentos.
Is it
that's on the... I think it's Pentos because that's where Danny starts.
Yeah.
Level one.
Level
with Illyria Mopatis. Do you remember him?
But the Stepping Stones are the pieces of land that are left where there used to be the land bridge between Essos
of course.
And Westeros, which the Children of the Forest destroyed. And the Stepstones are left. And that is what the crab feeder is doing. He's going at the Stepstones and he's stopping all the trade coming through between Essos and Westeros, and he's being a bit of a bugger. And I mean, as we know in the name and as we saw in the episode, he is called the crab feeder because when he catches the sailors, he feeds them to the crabs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, what a grim scene that was, when it's just eating at his ankle.
Oh, yeah, my God. Still alive. Thought he was dead. Nope, still alive.
Nah, still going, and you just see his bone. And I didn't realise crabs were so brutal.
Oh, they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I don't... Well,
no, Chris, they are.
You got to think about Dr. No. Do you remember Dr. No?
Oh, yeah.
And he strapped down old Honey Rider to the...
yeah, lovely.
The beach. Okay. And but the crabs didn't do anything to her because they were nice crabs. Maybe that's the Caribbean, though.
Yeah, that was the Caribbean. Caribbean crabs.
But and also, you know, lovely. Lovely person there. You don't want to...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Oh, I thought it was, and also, lovely.
Oh, lovely, isn't it?
I didn't want to say anything about it. I just wanted to acknowledge. Lovely girl. So the crabs didn't want to do anything because they were attracted to Ursula Andress, is what you're saying.
I was going to say,
exactly.
Ursula something.
Ursula.
Yeah, was she Austrian, was she?
Oh, tell me more. Sure. That's one of my favourite nations.
I used to love watching Ursula on the big screen when I was a young boy.
I was in the crabs. Walk around her.
Yeah.
I used to watch The Sound of Music just to remember.
Yes, she would come out of the sea in a lovely white bikini. Lovely woman in it.
Always carried a knife. I like a little bit of danger.
Yes. Yes, she was fine by the end of it. On the
that's
boat.
Good. So we got to the crab so far.
Yeah, the opening scene.
A few boat. Seconds in. That's good.
Yes. What were some of her lines? Our lines now. She had such a sweet tone to her voice.
The overdub. Crab
the crab. Oh yeah, it was all overdub, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's not her at all.
Bloody hell! Classic Bond. That's what they used to do with half their bloody films back then.
Yeah, they should have overdubbed Sean Connery. Underneath the mango
tree. Then again, that film didn't start off well with three blind mice as their intro.
So. Oh yeah, Jesus.
Didn't work out very well. Anyway, we'll talk about Bond in another pod, shan't we?
That's what I've been begging for. I was strong then.
We've met the crab feeder. He's kicking off. Now, straight away, we go to another council. They're sitting there. And Renair is, even though she's the heir, she's still the bloody cup holder.
Yeah.
Which is a bit annoying. And Renair suggests to show force against the crab feeder. Send dragons. Scare them away. All that stuff. Did this scene slightly remind you of in the final episode of Game of Thrones where Sam says, why don't we let the people vote? And everyone started laughing at him. I was so scared that after she said that, that all
yeah,
the council
were
going to
break out into laughter.
Oh, woman! Oh, woman! But I think this was handled really interestingly. What do you boys think?
Go on, Brian. Give it
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, it was... It was interesting. I mean, he literally just dismissed it. The king dismissed it right away and basically said, you know, that what are you on about?
What are you on about?
Quiet. Quiet.
He was trying to, like, not embarrass her, wasn't he? Mm.
Yeah.
Like, he saw it as the failing of youth and, like, she just wanted action. But that's not Viserys' way at all. Quite the opposite. What's that little frown? What's that?
So Viserys sent her to go and pick a new, because obviously one of them has died.
Oh yeah,
Kingsguard.
Lovely.
Now, very interesting thing to see a Kingsguard being picked.
This is really cool. This is a nice little Easter egg for you know, for fans of the series, really. Because I'm fascinated by the Kingsguard. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, but neither of us said you didn't.
Yeah, well, make sure you don't, and there won't be a problem. All right,
understood.
Simple as that.
Sorry.
I am there. Cool.
Sorry.
Cool.
Just want to be sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really liked it.
Oh my god. Great.
Now, obviously, a lot of them haven't had any war experience because
Ray Mears has had loads of wilderness experience. So, Ray,
he's
how many of you?
I'll do it.
I've been in the brushes. And they said, oh, not many of us, bloody hell. And then one guy went, I've been in a brush once. And she went, he'll do. And that's exactly how it went.
Can you make a campfire in a snowstorm? You're in.
Magic hand.
But yeah, she picks Sir Criston, who has got an absolute dope line later on that we'll talk about. Because he's the only knight that has battle experience.
Yeah.
Do you remember what his battle experience was?
Was it, was it Braavos or was it Dawn? Braavos, right?
I actually can't remember what the battle experience
was. He
doesn't
know, he's asking you.
Oh, I see, right. No, what was it? I'll look it up.
Yeah, Mr. Research here.
Here we go.
Mr. Research.
Tap away. Tapping away in his premiere.
Whip, tap away, whip, tap away, whip, tap away. Oh,
Criston,
come on, Chris.
Goal. Oh, look, no spoilers here, but I'm finding out a lot about...
Chris, mate, Criston, you paid Goal for the premiere Wi-Fi, okay?
I did.
This means that these things have got to be speedy. You can't be taking this long.
Are you joking? I've got it for 24 hours.
Lovely.
Maybe more. It was Dawn.
Lovely.
Right. So Dawn. Was it the Dawnish rebellions?
Yeah.
Because obviously Dawn was the last kingdom to join the Seven Kingdoms. If you remember, I don't know if you know your Targaryen history, boys.
Oh, God, yeah.
That Dawn, I think it took them a couple of hundred years to finally get there.
Oh, you know what they're like down there, though.
Afraid of commitment, aren't they?
They're in the commitments, yeah.
And it also is a very mountainy place, so they couldn't send over any men.
Purely practically.
Yeah, so she's picked Sir Criston. Obviously, there's going to be a love angle going on there, we can tell.
A love island?
She likes what she sees. He likes what she sees.
No.
He likes himself.
There is a dish.
50-50... percent chance.
50-50% chance.
What's that, boy?
Ursula, come in, will you? I'm getting my words mixed up now.
Harry, have you met Ursula? What's that? You can't hear her. Don't worry, I'll have it all dubbed.
But yeah, she's picked Sir Criston and Hunky Dory. That's great. Now, Lady Alison has been visiting Viserys more and more since his wife's death. They're having a much closer relationship.
How many?
Sorry.
And we
King and the King's Guard.
Yeah, and we realise why.
A service.
At the end of this episode. So, people are starting to say, look, Viserys, you've been single now for 6 months. You need a bloody wife. You've been...
ladies, reveal yourself.
None of this bachelor life for you, son. We need to get you married.
No sandcastle life for you.
Bless him. That's all the life he ever wanted.
Mm.
He just wanted a bit of... Oh,
God. Just stop Wyatt, mate. Just...
Yeah. Yeah. So, who bloody says you should marry my daughter?
Oh, Corlys.
Yes. I forgot... Yeah,
there's something wrong with this marriage in a few ways. So he suggests he says, "Hey, you should marry my daughter." King's like, "Wonderful,
now,
see ya.
But
great, this can't wait."
Logic wise,
set up a date or
logic wise, this makes sense because their house.
Everything all right, mate?
Is a Valyrian house, just like the Targaryens. So if you joined them both together, the two Valyrian houses together, it would make a much stronger...
Oh, no, yeah, I've got no problem with that, mate. But
I feel like that's what you're kicking off at.
No. That, I've got no problem with it. No qualms. Okay?
Oh,
that's
what are you talking
lovely
about,
idea. Oh, yeah, just maybe she's 12.
Yeah.
Big hair, though.
And a young 12 at that.
Awfully big hair.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
I mean, it's no good. And it was supposed to be a shock reveal, wasn't it? Come on, let's be honest.
It is. It's worse, because...
What's her name? Lena.
Yeah.
Lena Valerion.
Yeah. Valerion.
Yeah, it's tough.
Unfortunate, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it is. It's quite interesting to see his sort of reaction, because he's so torn at this point where he knows that he has to carry on, you know, his duty, so to speak. And this is, for some reason, this is the best option. And yeah, I know it's because of the bloodlines and bring the house together, politics, all that kind of stuff. But I mean, there's a lot of people there. I feel like that.
What's that?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people there.
What do you mean there's a lot of people there?
There's a lot of, he must have a lot of choices. He can't have any shortage of people.
No, that's the only daughter, I think.
Oh, you don't mean in that family?
I mean in other families, you know, of other royalty.
Oh, look, he could marry whoever he wants. He's the king.
Yeah.
But
I don't see why this is numero uno.
If he
because they're the most powerful family.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry about that.
The Valyrians have more towers. Money than the Lannisters ever had. They're ridiculously wealthy. They own all the navies.
Hey, you've sold me. I'm in. Let's go.
And they had the greatest navy in Valyria as well, so it's all carried on. You know, money doesn't disappear with them. It gets better.
As money so often does.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is is Robb Stark all over again, isn't it? Let's be honest. I mean, it's slightly different.
I mean, is it?
This is the beginning of, big issues for Viserys, because he doesn't marry the right person, in inverted commas. Right.
Yeah, but this wasn't for love. Or was it for love? I suppose they've been hanging out for 6 months. But do you feel like they love each other?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's love, just that it's, he has a connection. He finds this person to be kind and sweet, and so he actually isn't going to find it that difficult. But, I mean, that girl must be like 15.
Yeah, I think she's 16. So
that's tough as well. But I guess back then, probably, you know, probably normal. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know. But like, this isn't it. I'm going to bring this up now because this is an interesting thing. I've read this in a few places that people think that Paddy is the weak link, acting wise, in this show.
Sorry?
Paddy Considine, they think that he is the weak link as an actor.
Yeah, I've seen stupid people be like, oh, look at him in Hot Fuzz and look at him here.
And being like, you know, it's like he doesn't believe in what he's saying. But I think that's exactly like the point. Yeah. Like Viserys he's almost out of his depth as king. Like he was never really supposed to be king. He's not a kingly figure. He's actually just like quite a nice guy who's found himself wearing the crown. He's not like a proper Targaryen in the sense of like Daemon or someone like that, you know.
Mm. Well, as is mentioned by Daemon later on, he says that was never my brother's strong suit.
Yeah, exactly. That he's weak, like essentially he's intrinsically weak within himself.
Well, he just kind of wanted to have the same reign as his brother did.
Yeah, and just, this is,
I think he's doing an excellent job.
Yeah, no, so do I. I think people have missed the point quite a lot of like he's showing exactly what he should be showing.
Yeah.
That Viserys is this weak character, but this is an example of his weakness in terms of ruling, because obviously the right thing to do is to bring the two houses together for the Targaryens.
Yeah.
But he,
so don't get emotional, it's alright.
Well, it's too late, mate. Because
damage is done.
Here we go.
The damage is done. And
I agree with you, Chris. I think he's doing a great portrayal.
Hey, good for you, man. But this is his Robb Stark moment, you just watch.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Lots of space.
So at the same time as this, they've realised that the small council find out that Daemon stole the dragon egg. That was intended.
What's he like?
For Viserys' dead son.
It's a bit much, isn't it?
Called Baelor. Which is cool. The son was called Baelor.
It's tough. A tough thing to do.
And their plan turns out to be that they want to send Otto and a small detachment, very few men, to go and get this egg back. Now, I think we know this is a bit of a silly idea from the start, don't we, fellas?
Well, yeah. Old Otto.
Well, Otto, I think, Hightower. Otto Octavius knew it was ridiculous anyway, because the king says,
Parker!
Sorry. He says, you know, I'm going to go there myself and bring this back and bring Daemon to justice and all this kind of stuff. And Octavius just says, don't be stupid. It's a death trap, basically.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll go. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll go.
He hates me. It's going to be great.
Banter.
Yeah. It's literally that. He hates me, so I'll go and get it.
Yeah. So surely it should be me.
I'm not sure his reasonings, whether...
Oh, I get his reasoning. He wants to go there, get the egg back, and that's why he's... And he thinks that if he does that, Viserys is going to go, look, I'll marry your daughter because you've just sorted this out for me.
Oh, I see. But surely he knew that it was never going to go his way.
I think he kind of wanted to prove... Because Otto's quite weak as well. But in a different sense.
Weak but powerful.
Without those arms, yeah.
Like, when it comes to that kind of stuff, he's a bit of a weak man. He's a bit of a Littlefinger.
Yeah, definitely. I'm getting Littlefinger vibes off him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. A bit of a little figure. A little figure. He's a bit of a little figure.
A little figure, you know.
He has that sort of snidey air to him.
There he is, one of them. Just
oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Just a little figure.
He has that side to him that makes you think he's got an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's something else going on there. And that's always an interesting character. I'm always drawn to people like that especially in Game of Thrones, because it's always like, what are they going to do next?
Yeah.
It's going to be ridiculous.
You can never guess.
Yeah.
I think that's why Varys was always my favourite character.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love Varys. I think it's fantastic. So Otto turns up. He turns up at Dragonstone. Lovely to see Dragonstone again, wasn't it, boys?
Yeah, it looked good, didn't it? Come on.
Misty, wasn't it?
Waffly misty.
Oh, misty eye.
Oh, sorry. So he turns up there. Damo comes out.
Oi, Damo!
With his bloody Kingsguard behind him. And Mysterio or whatever bloody name. I can't remember her name. Mysaria, that's it.
Mysaria, no.
I clean. And he's got his bloody... Is Craxes his dragon?
Caraxes?
Oh, Caraxes, there you go.
Do you remember when Viserys was in the bath with that bird? And he was going, Vega Caraxes? Sorry, mate, can we pick up the pace a little bit? We've got to get through this episode, come on.
Oh, we 1:30 in. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
See,
that's actually a good impression.
Classic.
Yeah. When she's sitting on top of him, like, you know.
Hold on.
Yeah. Who knows what's going on there?
Oh.
Well, I mean, look, no one knows. It's under the water. And what happens under the water stays.
But yeah, Caraxes is there. What's his name again?
Caraxes. See,
and it's the swords are drawn.
Oh yes,
and everyone says if you draw a sword on a Targaryen, that's a bit silly, isn't it?
They do say that famously.
That is a memorable phrase.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's written on the front of pubs, and suddenly they all look to the left, don't they? And then
they actually look to the right.
Well, some of them look to the left, and some of them look to the right, and.
And then, almost like a shark through water, comes a dragon.
Through air.
through air and cloud. And it's only bloody Ray Mears has turned up.
I told you, you'd never be able to survive out here without me. I do this, not you.
And Ray Mears lands. And faces Daemon, her uncle.
Yeah.
And pretty much goes, oh, well, look, if you want to be the king, you're going to have to kill me. And he turns his back, throws the egg. Everywhere. Goes everywhere. Yolk everywhere.
I thought it was hard-boiled. Oh, goodness.
And she puts it back in the heated kind of cauldron, which is quite cool,
very
isn't
cool.
It?
That's how they transport them around, obviously.
Obviously. And they all bugger off. And then we've got this lovely little scene between Rhaenyra and Viserys where he kind of says, I forget that you're a woman now.
A woman grown.
which is quite cool. And that we also find out that they haven't spoken in like 6 months, which is great.
Yeah,
because the last conversation they had, he went, you're my new heir. I'm going to tell you all of this stuff and prophecy.
This was very weird for me when I heard this as well. It felt very sort of just like they forced this in because they knew they had to bring them back together. But why? What they haven't talked for 6 months after naming her heir and having this big thing where he's like telling her the secrets of from king to king or to queen. And I've just, this is a bit ridiculous.
Well, I mean, they've talked a little bit, haven't they? Like, they talked in that council, but he was like, oh, no.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
They're not talked with a capital T.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think more specifically about her mother's passing.
Mother.
Yeah.
So Jenks, you missed out your favourite Kristen Cole bit.
Which is what?
When he's talking to Damon.
What's he say?
Oh, is that not your favourite bit?
It hasn't come up yet, has it?
Hold on, Jenks. Are you saying that you don't like Billy Piper?
Hang on. That bit hasn't come up yet, has it? That bit.
Yeah, it was on the bridge.
I think you're both thinking about different things.
Oh, I think we might be.
Explain to me.
I thought you were talking about the bit where Kristen Cole walks out in his Kingsguard regalia and Damon's like, oh, I didn't recognise you.
God, yeah. Go on, Chris. Tell us about that.
And what does Kristen Cole say? He's like, oh, you probably remember me if you were on the ground as I smacked you down with my sword or whatever it was. I can't remember.
Yeah.
And it's just Matt Smith's little laugh. Huh. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says, you probably remember when I hit you off your horse or whatever it was.
Yeah.
They're talking about the jousting competition. Yeah. He's like, ah, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Matt Smith and his latent menace.
Yeah.
Phantom Menace.
He is very good, Matt Smith.
He's great.
Very good.
Oh, whenever he's there, you're like, whoa, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I'm loving his work. I really am.
Yeah, he's a very valuable player. He doesn't even turn up until halfway through this episode.
Yeah.
Halfway through the filming. And they're like, where have you been?
What have you been doing?
That's good. Will you shut? So everyone now realises, Viserys is going to marry a 12-year-old girl. He even says it to Rhaenyra, Rhaemys, and says, you understand what I have to do here, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you want to have a wife so you can have an heir. So,
and everyone on the small council, he's going, what do you think I should do? And they go, yeah, you should definitely do it.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
Absolutely, mate. Go on. Honestly, everyone will love what you do.
What an idiot.
Nonce. He's a nonce now. I never saw that coming. Goodness me. Always seemed to chill that guy with his sandcastles. Ah, the sandcastles. That's the key. But who does he talk? He has a one-on-one conversation with a guy in the council. Brown long hair. What's his name? Can you remember?
Who was that?
Oh, yeah. So the guy, he says, I want you to speak candidly, sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's his name?
That isn't one of the Starks, is it?
No, he's not a Stark. He's like Lord Pride or Lord Proud or something. What's his name? He's got a really funny name that you don't come across.
Oh, I can't Proudfoot. Wait to have a laugh at this then.
Proud.
Hey, Pride. Pride. Apparently he's got a funny name, so we're going to have a bit of a laugh.
Oh, come on. This is...
I love jokes.
Everyone's on tenterhooks right now.
It's not as... No, come on.
Don't. It's going to be
hilarious. Not quite as funny as I had hoped.
Come on.
It's... he's Lord Strong.
Oh, that's it.
We do have fun. He's the Lord of Harrenhal.
Oh.
And we all...
Oh, right, okay.
Lovely.
Lord Strong!
Ah! Is he a Mandalay?
Is he a what?
A Mandal.
Is he a Mandalay?
No.
Okay.
He's a Strong.
That is it. It's just Strong.
Strong! God's I was strong then. Mandalay.
So we're all at the council. Are we at the council when he says this? Yeah, we are.
No, he's just, for some reason, just sitting there on his own. It's really weird.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there at the council table, isn't he?
Oh, no, I'm talking about what happens now.
Oh, right. We go back to council, because he's going to announce who he's going to marry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I thought we were still talking about Strong talking.
Oh, no. Well, what Strong Strong says, what does Strong say again?
He says, I think you should do it. You must do it. And he's like,
Alden.
He is right, though. This is Viserys' undoing, I'm telling you.
Sorry, did my fart pick up then?
Yeah, it did.
I didn't know that's what that was.
I was wondering, I was like, oh, is that the chair or...
Old leather chair over there.
Oh, that was a real heated one, that one.
Heated argument.
So, yeah, then they go back to the small council and Viserys is about to announce who he's going to marry. And we're all thinking, it's going to be a 12-year-old. It's going to be a 12-year-old. Rhaemys is there going, oh, my God, I'm going to have a 12-year-old as a mother.
Hey, what?
And then he says, no, I'm going to marry Lady Alicent Hightower. Mic drop.
Yeah.
Lord Corlys is not pleased.
What? This is blasphemy.
This is an outrage.
That's
a scandal.
It's not fair.
It's an outrage. James and Lily Potter died in a car crash. A car crash.
And yeah, he legs it away, doesn't he? He goes, oh, bugger this then.
Well, he goes,
take two of these and call me in the morning, Viz.
I'm off.
And Otto's sitting there, smug as anything, isn't he?
Oh, he's delighted.
Smug.
Yeah. Jenks is doing a smug face for all anyone who's listening to this rather than watching it.
Yeah.
No one's watching it, so.
Do you ever watch...
Right. So everyone.
Do you ever watch Harry and Paul?
All the time, mate. What is it?
The comedy.
No.
Okay.
Harry Enfield, is it?
Yeah, Harry Enfield and Paul Whitehouse. They had a comedy.
Paul Merton, is it?
Nope. It's called Harry and Paul. And they did a Dragon's Den skit. And when they did their version of... they picked Lady Alison. they picked Lady Alison. What do you think, boys?
Was that the end of that?
Yeah.
He just gave up on it halfway through. Yeah,
gave up on that.
That's your fault, Prime. You've embarrassed him.
Sorry, mate. I'm really, really sorry. It's, that was a bit of a surprise. But also not a surprise, because otherwise, what on earth were their meetings for? Because they didn't really add anything much to.
Hey.
Sorry.
They weren't having. You know, we didn't see them having quickers or anything. They were talking.
Yeah. Well, I quite like that though.
Oh, is that where you like quickies. The plot?
That's what I want. I want a
That's
slow
what gets
burn.
Them going.
I don't want to see them. You know, going at it.
Nope.
The last thing I want.
I watch the first 4 minutes of a video. And I finish. That's me. I'm off.
Just the storyline.
I want to see the fixing of little sand creatures, dragons.
Yeah, the mending.
The mending.
How nice was that? She gave it him back.
Yeah,
the
amazing.
The one that he broke. That's nice.
Yeah, give it him back.
Clumsy oaf.
That's lovely, though, isn't it? That's love, isn't it?
Well, that's something.
I don't know what her motives are. Obviously, her father's asking her to.
She's a snake.
Her father's asking her to do this, to go and, you know, butter him up and to spend time with him. But she's clearly bag of nerves. She's, you know, picking her fingers all over the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. She loves that.
Loads of blood everywhere. She doesn't really. It seems like she doesn't really want to do it. But then on the other hand, the way that she talks to him is like, he's a mate. So I'm getting sort of mixed sigs.
Yeah.
Getting mixed signals, mate.
I know what you mean, though, that she acts like she doesn't really want to do it. Then when she's in the room, they do actually talk.
Yeah. Loving it.
There is chemistry there. So after that, we then get a little scene of Lord Corlys.
Wait, so just quickly, sorry, mate. How old is the king meant to be? Just to double check.
17?
He's looking rough, isn't he?
Hey, come on, he looks all right.
It was those days. I don't know, but if...
He looks about 50.
Why are you smiling at that?
Isn't he?
He looks about 50.
He's about 50, isn't he? So,
hey, boys?
Hey? What are you thinking? Go on, Jake, carry on, mate.
I think we've got Mr. Chris Weeks finding out an age here.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
See, he's always on it. He never misses a beat.
That's why he always goes. He always gets a premiere in whenever we do a podcast. Poor Lucy. He just said, get away. Goes, right,
okay.
I've got a premiere in booked. You doing another podcast? I am.
I just need some privacy.
Are you sure that's what you're doing? Yes.
I'm going to guess he's 58.
Okay, right. That's tough on old Paddy, I think.
That is tough. He's not. He's 50, like late 40s, early 50s.
You got to pick a number. Pick a number.
All right. I'm going to say 49.
49. Okay. Well, I mean, there's a little bit of poetic license, I think, that the series is taking to accommodate Paddy, because when I can't give away the dreadful spoilers, but in the
Not
books,
again,
at this point, he is 28.
Oh, he's not doing well, is he?
He's not doing very well. That's him at 28. That's how he looks. Looks
so
pretty good.
I'm guessing, like in history, Game of Thrones is following the suit. So life expectancy isn't...
What are you going on about?
I'm just saying, life expectancy isn't as high as it is.
Yeah, but you
today.
Still don't age. Like, if life expectancy isn't 40, then by the time you're 40, you're not like you're 90.
No, I'm completely with this. But what I am saying is that's why he was 27 in the books or whatever. But then when it came to this, it would be utterly ridiculous to have people who were older actors as supporting actors and everything, and then the king being like 27.
You've lost me.
Anyway, don't worry about that. I'm not
it
sure
was your
I'm
birthday.
my birthday.
So if Ray Mears is 15 and he's supposed to be 28, maybe he's not so against, you know, getting with 12-year-olds.
I still feel like 12 is a bit too young for a 28-year-old.
No, I mean that's what he did in the past.
But to be clear, he was also a lot younger back then.
And his wife kind of looked around the same. I mean, how old was his wife?
Oh, we haven't got time for this, mate.
She was about the same. Let's say a few years younger, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. A healthy few years younger.
Yeah. Anyway, so after all of this,
this madness,
Lord Callers and Daemon are having a chat together, and they're trying to sort out an alliance, aren't they, to stop the crab feeder. But
it's got the crabs, dear.
But they say that, I think Lord Callers says Viserys is weak, and Daemon turns around and says, "I am the only one that can speak ill of my brother."
I really like that.
Which was really cool, that even though his brother's just kicked him out, he will still back him up.
Mm.
He turns around and he goes, "Keep your tongue between your tongue between your teeth."
Your full teeth.
Jesus.
Keep your
Jenks, love that.
Tongue between your teeth.
Hey, you said autistic license. We can have one in Lord of the Rings. That's where mine is.
It's a good one.
Oh, bloody hell. They're forming an alliance. So, I mean, what do we expect is going to happen next week? That there's going to be a bit of a battle?
I think there'll be quite the battle.
Yeah, I think
Daemon's
it's going
to be kicking
to
ass.
Heat up.
Do you think, though? It's going to be too early for a battle.
No. I think there'll be a solid battle.
I think there'll be a shootout.
Because they've got budget. They've got budget to spare. This has been a very quiet episode in comparison, really.
It has.
I mean, there was a dragon face-off, but don't worry about that.
Yeah. But there we are. We come to the end of that episode. Episode 2. The Rogue
Attack of the
Prince.
Clones.
So, obviously going to ask the obvious questions, obviously.
Obviously. Nice.
And I'm going to go first, dear boys.
Oh.
Hey. I don't care what you say.
Ring the changes.
I'm going to give this a
5.
I'm thinking.
This is really
good.
Should
you have gone first? It seemed like you were prepared.
People listening at home,
I
just
am. Oh, it's a hard one. I'm gonna go 3.5.
That's a toughie.
That seems a little low to me.
Yeah, I want to go 3.75.
No, we don't do that. Okay, we introduced the fives. That was already going a bit too far.
No, we had 3 dinkles and a berry, which is 3.5, and I did invent a new one.
Yeah, it was a dingle, wasn't it? A dingleberry.
Was it?
A berry and a dingleberry.
I'm going to go...
Maybe it wasn't, because it was a dinkle, wasn't it? And then a berry.
I'm
going to
go 3.75 here.
I don't care.
Oh, it was
what,
a cherry. It was cherry, a cherry.
Yeah. Cherry, yeah.
Expand.
Yeah. Expand?
Yeah, obviously.
I'm maybe a four actually.
Oh,
because I'm thinking about there's nothing actually.
This is the last time you're going first.
There's nothing bad about this episode. There's some really good like backstabbing kind of vibes. That face off between Ray Mears and Damon is sick and stuff. Yeah, I'm going with a four. The only bit that I did, there was a couple of bits that I didn't like. That was like they haven't spoken to each other in ages.
Yeah, you know, but that, come on.
I didn't really.
Not literally.
Get that. And, you know, that
all of the city watch have gone to stay with
Damon and stuff. And it's like,
they've just gone to stay with him for a little while.
Where's
nice.
The sleepover?
Where's all the families and stuff like that? You know, Game of Thrones is meant to be, you know, the most realistic fantasy that you'll ever see. Then there's these 2,000 men living on this tiny little island. Where's the families?
Maybe they are there.
They did what Weeks did. They all got a premiere in, went, sod it, leave them behind.
The premiere in on Dragonstone is tip top.
Yeah. Well, there we go. I'm going to go four Dinkles. I went from 3.5 to 3.75 up to four. So, Prior, I'm going to go to you.
Thanks, mate. All along, I thought this was a big four from me. I don't know if you remember last week, but I think I also gave the first one a four.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. It has been a little bit sort of middle of the road, but I have been really enjoying it. There's a lot of politics. There's a lot of great dialogues. Lots of good acting, which is such a pleasure to see. I feel like I'm in Game of Thrones, which is awesome, which I originally thought that was going to be a big problem, as we've had with a lot of modern TV series. Mm-hmm. It sort of felt a bit detached and a bit cheap and a bit rubbish, but this is feeling really authentic. I care for the characters, which is always the first thing. If you actually give a damn about the characters, you know it's going in the right direction. I'm a big fan of it. I can't wait to see some of the more action sequences. I think they're going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, they're relying on quite a lot of CG for quite a bit of this, I imagine. Don't really know. But
not the dragons.
Oh, no, they're real. But I still think it's going to be really good, so I'm looking forward to it. It's a big four from me.
Oh, there we go. And I'll move over to Mr. Christopher Weeks.
Boys, hi, good evening. Chris Weeks here in Bulgaria. The scores are in.
Okay.
Big fours.
Good band.
Big fours.
Fours
all
across the board,
round.
Then.
Absolutely. And yeah, it's a middle of the road episode, but in a good way. You know, classic Game of Thrones. A lot of stuff does happen.
Yeah.
But in a very sort of gentle way. I thought it was excellent. It was the epitome of a good four.
Do you know what? I am really pleased so far that we haven't been let down. I'm just going to touch some wood. I don't really want to jinx anything, but we had some pretty low expectations because twice bitten at this point. And we were like, we don't want to, you know, hype it up and just be disappointed once again. But we've actually, so far, had some really nice scenes, really nice acting, really nice lore building, world building.
Lots
of references. And according to you guys, pretty true to the books, would you say?
Definitely true to the spirit of the books, 100%.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, then, couldn't really ask for much more.
No.
Yeah. I believe we've got one more episode with these younger versions of their characters.
Yeah, that's right.
And then it goes to the older versions.
Does it really?
It gets recast, yeah.
This is why I think, because they've announced six seasons of this, that this is just going to go all the way up to the Mad King.
My goodness. That'd be a treat. That'd be a treat. Can you imagine getting that, though? Like, oh, I got cast for Game of Thrones. Oh, amazing. Yeah, three episodes. Oh yeah.
What's that? It's going on for six seasons. Oh, great.
But you got three. Wow, okay.
Son of...
It's hard, isn't it? It's very hard.
Yeah. It's tough.
It's a shame as well, because they're really good. I like them.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, I would have thought they would have stuck with them for maybe a whole series.
Yeah.
But the next episode is called Second of His Name. Then there's King of the Narrow Sea.
Yes.
Then We Light the Way, which I'm really hoping has something to do with the Lord of Light. Yeah, the Princess surely. And the Queen.
Very good.
Driftmark. The Lord.
That's about Tokyo Drift, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wow.
The Lord of the Tides. The Green Council, which is something that I'm familiar with.
That's the Green Party, isn't it? They come in the birthday.
And then the final episode is called The Black Queen.
Ooh.
Which is going to be rather interesting. Rather interesting. But on that note,
there's loads of good stuff in there.
Oh, actually, no, just before we disappear, the next episode that you'll hear after this will be Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, Episode 1 podcast.
You know Episode 2 is out as well.
Is actually?
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen both. How
double.
Have you not watched both?
What do you mean, how have I not watched? I've been working.
So have I, mate.
Yeah, same.
Weeks hasn't, but don't worry about that.
I've been nubbing at the, you know, whatever it is I do. Been hobnubbing.
No, I'm going to watch them tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow.
That's when I'm going to watch them. Hopefully I'll get to finish early and watch them both. They'll be lovely.
You won't. You won't.
No, probably won't. But everybody, listen to this. That is the end of the episode. I've been AJ Jenks and I've been here with...
What did I say my name was at the beginning?
Ben Pyre?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Peter Parker.
And...
Parker. Christopher Weeks.
And we have been... 8 days a gee.
And we will be for some time.
Yes.
To come.
He's Callum.
Callum. Especially with all these bloody episodes coming out.
Callum.
I ain't got nothing but love.